I first tried it in Pittsburgh. It was up on their thing. They had like all these normal named beers, and like the special was Dirt Wolf. I'm like, I don't know what that Dirt is, Wolf. But I need it. That's how I.
That's like Airwolf.
I was like, is, I think I even said that. Is it like Airwolf? They're like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Airwolf. Airwolf. In the dirt.
It's good though.
I associate Your Airwolf ideas. With you a lot outside of context of you being around.
It's kind of scary, isn't it? You want to watch Airwolf?
I'll watch Airwolf.
Careful what you say. I have the whole series on DVD.
We still need to watch Darkman 2 and 3.
Yeah. We do.
We can watch it with Sebastian. And
Kindergarten Cop 2.
Oh my god.
With Dolph Lundgren.
Wait, there's Dolph Lundgren?
In the second one. It's him and Chris Rock?
Yes.
Oh.
No, some other guy, like Omar Epps or something like that.
I was surfing on Netflix one day and I'm just like, wait a minute, when did this come out? Oh, this year? Oh, oh no.
Oh no.
Bill Bellamy.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, Bill Bellamy.
Do you really have any idea who that is?
Yeah, nope. I do actually. He was a VJ on MTV for many, many years.
Video jockey?
Oh,
that's
wow.
The guy. I think that's the guy. Unless I just remember some VJ.
He was also in a show called Cousin Skeeter.
Oh, I remember Cousin Skeeter. Do you remember Cousin Skeeter?
No.
What? Cliff.
Boo, Cliff, boo! I don't know Cousin Skeeter.
I don't know either.
Boo! Did he watch it with you?
I think I might have been too young for that.
Me?
I was asking her if you watched it with her, because that would make it bad.
I never knew Cliff.
I still don't know Cliff.
Prior to college.
If you don't know Cliff by now.
I don't know Cliff.
I know Cliff.
You're going to have so much nonsense to just edit out.
Bonus
content.
You
said it's not. It's just going to get edited out.
I know. This only hurts me. I hear you.
Do you just get really drunk and listen to the nonsense that gets recorded?
Sometimes I edit drunk. Since it's visual with all the lines recording, it's not that hard. Because, like, I can look, like, yours, I can be like, oh, that's an that's a cough. And then I'll listen, I'm like, yeah, that's what it was. But that's just me staring at the shit so much over the years. All right, everybody, welcome back to part two of Capes and Scowls, episode 112-ish. I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
Cliff.
And I'm Pat.
Oh my god, we're all still here.
Hey, we didn't go anywhere.
Surprising.
Wow. How did I get you all back again?
For the second half of the show.
Right, yeah, no. We always record these in halves. It's a very strange concept. We might record the half of next month's episode 3 years from now. It's just weird. Then it becomes a retro
episode.
The
sad part is that could be true.
Aww. I like how you said that kind of like Eeyore. That could be true. Oh, bother. Anyways, if you didn't listen to our last part, if you're just in it for the reviews, hello. You may need a little note, a little asterisk. Cliff is drinking heavily because he was quite angered.
Still angry.
Still angry after the way we ended the last one, so go back and listen to it. Also, it's important to note, we had said we were going to tell everybody how to make love to Jared and to Paul. We're going to put that off to the next episode. That's an inside joke, and if you didn't watch...
If you didn't watch our podcast.
How dare you? You should put it up on your TV and watch the little thing move with our voice. Now, our viewers, if you didn't listen to the podcast before and you're like, why are you talking about making love to these two guys? You're going to have to go back and listen. Or not, I don't care. Anyways, we're going to review some comics. And Olivia, you actually don't have a comic, but tell me what you read.
Actually, I did read issue 4 of...
So she lied off it. Off it.
Well, Olivia,
I read issue
you're
going
to get edited
of
out.
Mars Attacks.
You're actually sacked. That's it.
But I read a thing.
All right, that was kind of adorable. You're back in. Go ahead.
And, you know, it keeps getting gooder and gooder.
Ooh. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right, you're back in.
What was that from? I don't know.
Gooder
and some show on USA.
The country music.
Country.
American
country
Idol
star thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The one preview, the guy was like, it just keeps getting gooder and gooder.
I so want to edit the explanation out and just leave it in. I so want to. I won't.
That's a lot of work to do that.
It's not, but I'm not going to do it. But what else did you read? What else is gooder and gooder?
Well, are we gonna get political or not?
I don't care.
Go ahead.
You don't care.
Tim doesn't give a shit about nothing.
That's okay. Correct.
As you may or may not know, listeners, I work at Starbucks.
Uh-oh.
So I got given a copy of Howard Schultz's new book for free. Because
each
store gets a copy, I guess. So I was reading it. And it's about his life. And then it's about the values he, learned from his life. Like, reflected in, how he ran his business and what he learned and all this stuff. And then, I don't know, I was just really surprised by, all the backlash he got over this past week. Like, he's been all over the news. He's, he teased a run for, the presidency in 2020. All the liberals are, bashing him because he's planning on running as an independent. And, for some reason, everyone thinks that if you run as anything besides Republican or Democrat, that means you're taking votes away, even though that makes no sense at all.
It does, because generally conservatives will vote conservative and that's it. And generally liberals are the ones that'll vote more off Democratic.
Right. So, they're remembering Perot, because Bush Sr. probably would have won that other time, but Clinton got it because Perot took a lot of the votes.
Right, so that went the other way.
Is a general assumption.
I don't know.
And then Bernie's... still got
Trump
so
got
many
a lot
writing.
Of the swing voters.
Yes, but that's, again, an issue with the Electoral College, since the popular vote has lost two elections in the last 20 years.
Politics.
But, but go ahead, Pat.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
what was I going
to
say?
You better be fucking sorry. I'm trying to add to the conversation.
I am.
How dare you try to be good for listeners? One of you go. I don't care who.
Oh, God. I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, I was just surprised by it because it's weird being, I guess, kind of a little bit on the inside and looking at the public's perspective of, where you work and this guy you work for, who's not a bad guy at all. I don't think so. He's very, when he talks, he's very inspirational. He's very positive. So the way the media in general has been twisting his words and twisting his ideas into something that they're not is kind of weird.
That's just standard politics.
Yeah.
Now, and it makes me wonder, all right, whose else's ideas are they twisting?
Everyone's.
Mm-hmm.
They like
it's,
to take sound bites.
Crazy.
The ones I edited of you in between this. No one's going to get that, and it doesn't matter.
That's what makes it funnier.
Yeah. That's for me.
It is.
All right, go ahead.
Teacher. Who's Howard Schultz?
He is the former CEO of Starbucks.
Oh.
He
didn't start Starbucks, but he
basically
created Starbucks as we know it today.
So the brand and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of like that movie. Who did Michael Keaton play as?
I forget
his
name.
Oh, the founder.
Yeah.
The
movie's great.
It's very good. One. It's very good, but I forget the actual guy's name.
But it's something like that, right?
I never saw that, but...
Well,
I imagine...
Hopefully it's not like that, because that guy's a scumbag.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's made Starbucks what we know it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Preferably not like a dick.
And for a comment you made quickly, none of the Starbucks is actually a franchise. They're all corporate.
Okay.
For the most part.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for the ones in Target and Barnes & Noble.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That's why they won't take my gift card.
Tim, what's the difference between franchised and incorporated?
Franchised, an individual person owns it. So that way it could be run differently than another store.
Okay.
If it's all corporate, then they all have the exact same standards. All
right.
So that's why you should be able to walk into any Starbucks anywhere in the world and get the exact same product.
Okay.
Because everyone's trained the same way and has the same standards they have to abide by. As if you, say you owned a franchise and you ran it more thoroughly than Tim did.
Clearly you would.
Right. So you may offer a better product even though it's the exact same thing than Tim does.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now Pat gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Cliff, what'd you read?
I read Descender.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not a new book,
no.
But I had never read it, and I bought it a long time ago, and I really liked it.
Did you? Would you read the trades?
The trade, yeah.
All the first one.
Just the first one.
Just the first one. Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I love the art.
The art's great.
It's this cool watercolor style.
Yeah.
Dustin Nguyen, I
believe. Yes. Yeah. So it's about like a big planet and like sort of like the multi-planetal systems. Like a lot of different like people are all sort of races, I guess, are all working together cooperatively, and these giant robots show up and kind of just like massacre
right.
everyone. And this one young child robot comes to life on a moon.
Moon or an asteroid or something.
Out in the middle of nowhere, and like apparently like you find out that he is sort of what started the whole thing, or his version of robot is it turned into these giant robots. So it's like people are trying to get him to stop it from coming, or to develop the technology to make these giant robots themselves to take over. So it's kind of like a false harmony amongst all the different planets.
It's a cool book. You should catch up, because the newest one, Ascender, the sequel to Descender, is coming, I want to say, in March.
How many more trades of Descender are there?
I think there's five in total.
Okay.
Four or five. I think it's five.
Have you read all of them?
I have not.
Have you read the one that I did?
Yes. I don't know why I slithered.
So yes, do you have any additional Cliff. Input on this book that I haphazardly
it's Jeff with? It's Jeff Lemire. I generally enjoy Lemire. He writes a lot. He's one of those guys, like a Cullen Bunn, that just write so damn much that and it's all usually pretty good. And you just sit there and you wonder, like, man, if you just wrote like three things instead of 25 things, would you have three really amazing things? I always have those questions about certain people. Lemire is one of them. And I like that he has a weird art style. He does draw as well. Probably did variant covers or something. Every now and then he'll do something. But he's got a very unique art style that you can just recognize instantly. But Lemire's really good. He did Moon Knight once, so I love him. that's all that matters. That's all I can add.
He also did, was it Black Hammer? He writes that.
He does do Black Hammer, and you...
I very much like that, and yes. I got it.
Yeah, he got it. He did. That was episode 3, question mark?
3 or 2. It was one of the early ones.
I think it's 3.
What was the first one? I don't even remember the first one I read.
I don't either. Wow, that's not good.
It's only 6 episodes.
Well,
I've
gone beyond that, so I can't remember.
I know it was... what was the first one? Oh, Wicked and Divine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't like that.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
I didn't like it. Oh, we're all over the place! Woo! Comics are for everybody, motherfucker!
Whoa, stop being inclusive.
Visual aid.
So, Tim, what did you read?
No, I'm last. What did you read?
I'm last. I got 3 in front of me.
No, you're next.
Okay. You're next. Don't argue with me.
Well, I got 3, so I'll just go from good to bad, I guess.
That's fine.
So you're going to start here?
Of course I'm going to start with Conan.
Conan!
I'm just glad to see him back. Dark Horse had him before this,
right? Dark Horse had him, yeah. They had him for a long time.
And it was Brian Wood who wrote it.
He did write one of the last ongoings.
It was the one with the pirate that she's getting her own series as well, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm blanking on her name. There's a lot of good Conan stuff that is Dark Horse.
Yes.
But at the same time,
there's a lot of mediocre stuff that's Dark Horse.
Right. And the Marvel run
was
generally beloved.
It was long running. The only problem was they were still, 70s to 80s, so they couldn't get away with the shit that's in this right now.
Right.
Because, man,
I think it actually ran into the 90s. You just couldn't find it anymore.
That's right. I mean, what is this? Legacy 276?
Right. So there you go.
12 a year.
Right.
Lasted over 20.
Which Conan may have even been less. Sometimes different books that don't appeal to the wide masses, I guess. Like, you know, Conan wasn't... Barbarians weren't in at that time. It was like superheroes and big boobies and...
It's fantastic. I like it how it's go. I'm surprised that they're talking about in this book. They're talking about Conan when he was king. So that's very nice.
Yes, that's a really good story. I read that too.
I like it how hell the cover even goes like the old like weird tales from like the 40s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. When the original author Howard was writing it, that they even did that. So that's Conan. That's fantastic. No. So
I love how much that took you out of your game.
It took so
Patrick's been defeated. This happens regularly when you're around Tim.
Yes, it does.
You just sort of get used to ignore him.
Yeah, Cliff's on his phone. He's not even listening. I'm sure he's looking something up, but
so then
Well, that Conan book was good. I actually reviewed it on the thing I do with Paul on the Team Ashen site, and I pretty much had a love fest with Jason Aaron to the point where the artist yelled at me for not talking about the art enough. He's like, I know you like Jason Aaron. I get it. Talk about the art. So then I did another...
It's very good art.
I tweeted about it later, and I was like, you know, the art's really good, too.
Do you follow Jason Aaron on Twitter?
I think I do, but I follow a lot of creators.
Pretty sure he's a wrestling fan also.
Be still, my heart. Jason Aaron, we're going to hug. Not weird or anything. We're going to do it. Go ahead.
All right. So, next to when we get to mediocre territory.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was actually pretty good. It's the Star Wars Jango Fett one-shot, and I'm upset that it's a one-shot.
Yeah.
I don't like Star Wars.
Whoa.
Anything but after the first three. Mm-hmm. But I like the lore of like the world building, what have you, and I really like Jango. Mm-hmm. A bounty hunter that actually says more than five lines in the series.
I don't know what you're referencing.
And by first three, you mean episodes 4 through 6. Of course,
the original trilogy.
Okay, okay. Just making sure.
Oh, yes, because I love the Republic trilogy.
Not the remastered versions, though.
No, I still have... I think I have the trilogy on like original DVD box set, so not too edited.
But, so you don't like trade embargoes? I love them.
Or Metachlorians.
Oh, the Metachlorians. Delicious.
Or this is pod racing.
Ugh. You know what? Everybody loves that pod racing. I hated it. I hated it so much.
You know what I love? Darth Maul. He's awesome.
Yeah.
It's all right.
He's pretty cool.
His only thing about his character is having a double-edged lightsaber. That's his character.
And he does awesome, like, does acrobatic fighting.
Yeah.
He's better than Dooku.
I like Dooku better, actually.
Mm.
That's because you're
into old man.
I like Charles. Got it. Sir Charles Lee.
Christopher Lee?
That's it.
Yeah, because he does Christmas music and it's great.
And he does heavy metal music. At his...
And it's great.
It's a shame he passed. But he was great. Anyway.
He was also like 1,000.
Yeah, he was.
Yes. Yes, he was old, but still, he was badass.
Those deals with the devil can't last forever.
Oh, no. Oh.
The Crossroad Demons gets you.
The Jango Fett was good, and I want to pick up the Dooku one.
So you would recommend it to people who enjoy the world building of Star Wars, but don't necessarily
like the acting or the plot
of the
prequels.
The prequel trilogy.
Just more about Jango or the characters or stuff like that. I wish they made more stories like this, like him going off like... that show they had on Cartoon Network, the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Where it had like another bounty hunter, Cad Bane, who was pretty badass.
I remember Cad Bane. He was basically space Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I've never watched it, but I've heard that the series is great.
Yes.
It is. I never finished it, but yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. It is very good, and I don't know, I just want more stuff like that.
Well, that's interesting. So maybe they'll do more. Maybe that will be a thing that, maybe they're testing the waters.
It doesn't look like it, because they're already coming out with one-shots for the original trilogy.
Well, yeah, they did a bunch. They did Obi-Wan, but that takes place during, like, episode one time frame. So maybe they're just seeing, like, does anybody care about Jango Fett? Vote with your dollars. That's probably what they're doing.
I like Jango Fett. All right, now we get to the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man and Deadpool number 44.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you like this?
Well, I decided, you know, I liked, for some reason, issues like 21 or 22 to like 29, when it was right when S.H.I.E.L.D. had shut down and like the whole chameleon part. I didn't finish that arc.
Well, you jump in the middle and you leave. Of course, yeah. In the middle.
So I'm like, all right, let's just see how bad this is. Cause, well, I don't like Deadpool by himself. He's oversaturated, kind of like what you guys said on... What, an older podcast?
I'm sure we said
that. I've said that he's over... There's too much Deadpool.
There's too much.
Cliff, plus... you have a fan.
I've always wanted one.
You got it.
Also, another problem is he doesn't work well by himself. Unless he's played by Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
But, like, so that's fun. Comic where he's with Spider-Man, he's got a sort of straight man.
How do you feel about him if he's Pikachu?
I'm interesting. I'm intrigued.
Yes.
I thought I heard about it before I saw the trailer, and I'm like, that's dumb. Then I saw the trailer, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
Right. I think that's what most people
felt. That's Deadpool playing Pikachu.
And that's fine.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. We shall see what it's like when it comes out. But anyway, this comic, I read it. I'm like, ooh, let's see how bad the jokes are. Because they got progressively worse. And the jokes turned from bad to sellout. Because all these like fourth wall breaking jokes mention the movie. It's like, hey, did you see the movie? You want to see the movie? And I'm just like, this is garbage. I don't like this. So yeah, I'm not reading this series
anymore. Does it have any redeeming qualities?
No, not even the art's good. I don't even like the art. Oh,
man.
Is the penciler good? No. What about the letterer?
Is there nice lettering?
They're nice colors.
Is the color...
No, the colors are kind of dull in this, too.
Well, jeez. Is the cover artist the same as the artist on the inside?
I think it is.
Well, they're very similar. We determined that we can't get Pat to like anything of it. That's fine.
How do you feel about the positive note of remembering Stan Lee?
Okay, that was the one thing I liked about this comic. Is the little remembrance of Stan Lee.
Really reaching.
The cover is, the back cover's blank.
There you go. You like that?
Oh, thank God. There's no terrible art.
I don't know. It's got a shifty looking barcode.
I will say that, the old Mark Waid Deadpool series, right before, during the Legacy, I saw that the variants made the barcode part of, the comic on the cover.
Yes.
That's creative. This is not.
Yes.
This is dull.
There was a series of variant covers. I can't think of the guy's name. It begins with a K. The guy's last name, Koblish or something. Every variant cover from issue to issue was a continued story, and the barcode was a character with eyeballs and things.
That's
and
great.
And it moved around the page. It was really silly.
And it was the and real barcode.
It was the actual barcode. It might be anywhere on the thing. And it was pretty creative, and I give that guy a billion points in credit.
Oh, man, that's a billion Tim points.
Billion Tim points for organizing that in his brain and making it a reality. Because it was 30 variant covers worth of story, at least.
I've never gotten a billion Tim points.
You could make a comic out of those variant covers.
Cliff, I bestow upon you 10 Tim bucks.
Awesome.
How many Tim bucks equals one shekel?
Tim shekels are super rare. They stopped making them back in the 80s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the current market value for a Tim shekel?
A Tim shekel? In what condition?
Slight tarnish.
Slight tarnish?
Would that Ooh. Get a hand hug?
Hand hugs are super duper important. You can't just hand hug any old person. I don't like the hand pat on the back. I don't like that.
You were very anti super back pat hand hug.
I'm so against it. I don't like it. It's unneck. I like that no one knows what that is. So
Olivia's aware.
Cliff showed me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Pat, do you know what the hand hug is?
Did it feel unnatural?
No.
It's.
Do you want to be hand hugged?
What is the hand
hug? Oh, I'm not going to tell you. You have to agree or disagree. Yes or no?
Yes.
It won't hurt you. It won't
Put
hurt
your hand, your right hand up.
Visual things on a podcast.
That's a hand hug.
That's.
But no, you were hand pat. You were back patting me.
Yeah.
When you move your thumb.
You don't do that.
Don't do that. That's weird with Tim.
I don't like this. I don't like either of them.
All right. Well, you're more towards me over here. I got it.
I don't like that. That was uncomfortable.
Please don't do that again, Pat said.
The way that came up was great, though. Jokes and context of things that have nothing to do with anything we've ever talked about.
I just like the listeners what are they actually?
I don't get it at all.
Tweet at us what you think a hand hug is.
Tweet at us a video of you hand hugging the dog or something. All right.
Tim, what did you read?
I read a book, and I guaranteed that no one has read it but me. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's from Antarctic Press.
Oh,
ironically. It is Turnbuckle Titans, number one, Nikolai Volkov.
Ooh. You love Nikolai Volkov.
I do love Nikolai Volkov. Sadly, he's passed, but Nikolai Volkov, this is his authorized biography. It will come out, I think it's 4 issues. This is what happens when you dig around in the back of the previews. You find cool things like this. Now, I wasn't super thrilled with the art. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can I see this book?
You can. The layout and everything, it wasn't really working for me. But the story is fascinating. I didn't know the history of Nikolai Volkov. And knowing that he's from Croatia and it's the 60s and he's trying to get to America, essentially, so he can escape being drafted into war. There's a whole none of this, very little of this has anything to do with wrestling in this first
kind of
issue.
Escaping the Iron
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little sad that his biography is in the form of a comic book and not a real book.
He probably has a book, right? Somebody write that book for him.
I'm also with you. I can see the art, and it's
the art's
okay.
It's okay. It doesn't really
hold up too well.
It's not great. And I don't want to say all the artists at Antarctic Press, but I just, I'm not
digging. Would you like to speak a little louder?
Would you like me to say it?
Yeah.
Every artist at Arctic Press is garbage.
Wow. Cliff's still drunk and mad. No, I don't dislike Antarctic Press. Antarctic Press kind of started as a manga style, like an American manga style company.
So kind of like Avatar The Last Airbender sort of style?
That's kind of like...
Or more of like the French anime style.
Probably closer to that.
Oh, God.
All right, Pat's out. So I enjoyed this book. It's a super fascinating read. Is it as authorized and accurate? I have no idea, but I'll tell you, it looked pretty cool. Comparing it to the Nikolai Volkov Wikipedia page to see, it's pretty accurate up until the first half of the first paragraph, and then it gets a little vague. And spoilers, if you go on the Wikipedia page, spoilers, you'll know what happens in the next issue. He goes to Calgary! What's in Calgary, everybody?
The Heart Dungeon.
It sure is, so there you go. Spoilers. Spoiler, spoiler. This book, like I said, the art's not great. The art on cover actually looks pretty much like him, but everything else is awful. And terrible, but the writing is great, and if you are remotely a wrestling fan, you might enjoy this book. Even if you're not, Pat, you would love this book. It's super interesting. Anyways, that's it. No, you'll love it.
I'm gonna circle back. There's a lot of love on this podcast of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Okay.
The cartoon.
What about
Antarctic Press?
No, there's no love.
Relax.
Down. Also Legend of Korra.
Down, Dino, down.
Okay.
You don't like either of them?
No. The problem was when Avatar was coming out, like when it was going on as a series, I was like, this show's good. I'll watch it some other day, and then it ended. I just kept putting it off, so I'm like, all right.
Seems like you procrastinate a lot, Pat. Yes. You want to talk about it?
No.
That series is gonna so procrastinate. Good. I'm actually getting a tattoo from the series.
Of what?
The White Lotus symbol.
Oh, that's one of the few things I remember.
Everyone needs an Uncle Iroh.
Of course. Oh, I think I saw something. I think I saw something.
I bet you
Uncle
did.
Uncle Iroh coming up, like, as a pop, I think.
That's fantastic.
He's just the best.
He is. It's a shame his voice actor died, Mako, died halfway through the show.
The tribute to him.
It hurt. It was really sad.
Yes. Children's cartoon making adults cry.
Further on to Korra, I thought the idea was good, but they got screwed on their budget. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, what, halfway through the second season, I think, that the animation just took a shit?
The third season's a lot better.
Okay. Oh, there was a third season?
There's a fourth season.
Really? Yeah. Is it still going, or is it done? Okay.
It ended after four seasons.
Okay.
Go, Pat, go.
Now that we've deviated from reviews...
That's fine, we're done. I've had enough. Thank you, everybody, for checking out our podcast. I'm glad you love us. I love you, too. Pat, do you love them?
Yeah, I love him.
Some of you.
You sellout whore. All right, so, Olivia, where can they find you on the old interwebs?
Wait, she read an actual comic book.
Wait, what?
You read an actual comic book, and Tim shoehorned you into talking about Howard Schultz.
Yeah, what? Something number four.
What?
You read...
I said it keeps getting gooder and gooder. That was my review. Oh.
But you never said what the book was.
I did. I said Mars Attacks.
Issue 4.
Would you say it keeps getting gooder and gooder?
I would, and I did, and I have.
Is there more of a plot in it than the original movie?
Does it need a plot?
No, it doesn't.
There you go.
In our
but bonus, it has one.
Last comic review episode, I kind of went over it. I don't want to talk about issue 4, because there might be a spoiler.
Spoiler, Pat!
Oh, shit.
There's spoilers in there.
Yeah, Pat.
Spoilers stop my little rants.
Yeah, but yours are funny.
Obscure comics.
Yeah, you're so procrastinated, you're in the middle of series all the time.
But not lately. The finale episodes have been great.
But yeah.
Olivia, where can they find you on the internet? Sorry.
I am at Swahili Love on Twitter.
I am at Hyper Hippo on Twitter.
I didn't ask you.
Ah.
I answered anyway.
All right, Pat, where can they find you?
No, I haven't made a Twitter yet.
Oh, God. Yet. The worst.
So you can talk about Pat at Capes and Scowls. I'm on the old Twitter machine at Matt_dog_. Tim. I love those underscores. That is it, everybody. Thank you for checking us out. If you found us through some sort of podcasting app, go to our website and just rummage around. CapesandScalesPodcast.com. You can email us all your weird photos at Capes and
Scales. Of hand-hugging.
Of hand-hugging. CapesandScalesPodcast@gmail.com. I promise I will forward them all to Patrick.
If we YouTube something, we have one of those. Like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, all that stuff.
There might be a video of hippos.
There might be, by the time this goes up, a video of hippos. Statistically speaking, there won't be, but soon, those hippos play with a tire. It's adorable. But you might wonder why their water isn't cleaner. That's what I wondered. Poor hippos. They didn't care. Aww. They gave no fucks.
Good night.
I'm done.